Hello, everyone. It's me, Samuel, here. I just wanted to talk about something which not a lot of people know, but I think it should be a known fact. Some people don't realize why I graduated high school so early. I think it was like two or three years early that I graduated from high school. Well, number one, my intelligence in creating websites and other useful tools. Number two, marketing, creating content is my biggest thing right now, still to this day. You know, is just creating that content for companies that need it, or creating promo and marketing material. That all costs money because it's labor and time when you're dealing with basically video editing, photo editing, any of it. But point is that that's why a lot of people probably don't understand me, is because I'm very good at that stuff and I'm very fortunate to know how to do all that stuff. Whereas most people don't. They're just one of those people that just standoffish and I'm just going to keep in my own world, you know, type of people. You know, I get it. I really do. But at the same time, it's an entry level on making the big bucks too. So I don't look at it as, you know, this is going to be a problem for me. It's just not, you know, I'm not going to look at it like that. It's one of those things that I know how to do and do properly and successfully. And I was just going to tell you guys, you know, hey, sorry if, you know, if I seem too intelligent sometimes, but I'm not really sorry for that. Actually, it's a God-given gift, and I'm not going to be one of those that's afraid to use their God-given gift. And I'm not just going to be standoffish and just say, okay, I'm going to keep my own world and not show anybody my gifts or what I could do or what have you. You know, there's God-given gifts out there that most people don't realize they have. And they probably have it and they just don't know how to do it. So that's one of those things. But I wanted to let everybody know that, you know, I am not your enemy, and I do not like being treated as if I'm the enemy or going to be detrimental to somebody. It's not like that. I mean, there's nothing wrong being a content creator. There's nothing wrong doing that, you know. So there's nothing wrong with that. And if you're good at video editing, and entirely doing a bunch of stuff, that's great. I see people very much useful for that, especially in the marketing field. You know, I also took marketing and communications at International Business Management Institute, so I kind of know the ins and outs on what to look for, what not to look for, what looks terrible, what doesn't, what's going to bring an audience in, what's not going to bring an audience in. And it's all about tags too, on tracking your tags are very important. I've heard of people talk about KPI and having some kind of API, KPI type stuff. I mean, yeah, you can have your own system, but yet again, I'm not an advertising platform. So, you know, but marketing, I mean, you can have your own advertising platform, but that's a little above me. Most people are just do social media marketing and being able to track it by using numbers or a website that these people go to and track it from there. I mean, that's the best way I could say on that. But there are such thing as like tracking links to get people to, you know, maybe sign up, what have you. I mean, you could make a membership thing, get people to sign up for that, or even a loyalty reward program. And that's a good way to also do business, is having a loyalty, you know, to generate some perks, you know. And if you want to drive perks into that, that's also a good thing to have an advertisement video. You know, you can advertise those perks onto the television, social media, Facebook, whatever, and drive people into there, into your website, and have a perk system going on, which a lot of people like perks, you know. So, other than that, I will say this. I am probably going to get a little bit bigger, and I've got some irons burning in the fire. So that means that I have a few things that I'm going to be doing next week. But I can't disclose what I'll be doing, but I will say it is good news, like very, very good news. And I do appreciate you guys listening to some of my podcasts out there. So, however, back to my graduation thing ordeal back in 2017, my principal, she actually left me a video on the slideshow. At the time, I was originally going to go for cinematography. Well, with today's technology, I don't even know if I want to even do that, something like that. You can, but sometimes you could do something that these university people can do, you know, with today's technology. I mean, you can do a lot with today's technology to, you know, to make it seem like you went to school when you may or may only went and had very little schooling and some of the area, you know, something like that. But with today's technology, you don't need it. I mean, in a way, I'm not saying college is dilapidated or outdated, but I do get a lot of people telling me that, and I'm like, yeah, I guess you'd say so with today's technology. It's grown since then. You know, people I know of, they've have a degree behind them, they'll develop some kind of technology or something, and next thing you know, it makes it more easier out here. So, and with technology advancements and stuff, it gets easier by the day, really. I mean, you know, it in a way, there's not really much of a need to have that degree in somewhat way, but I'm not saying don't go out and get a degree. I'm saying anymore, you know, you just have to have a certification behind your name, which actually a certification is still technically schooling in my eyes. So it's not meaning that you didn't study or what have you, but, you know, colleges offer certificate programs, you know. So, I mean, whether you're an IT specialist or what have you, you know, that sometimes you get a diploma or a certificate, you know, but because that's what most career paths require you anyway to take and things. But back to what I was saying, I just decided not to do photography or film school. It just wasn't my thing at the time, really, but now that I'm doing photography and gained some clientele and doing a lot of different things, I would go to school today, but anymore, I just don't really have time for it, though, you know. So, anyhow, I do appreciate you guys' input, insight, whatever people put out there, but, you know, I've kept an open mind. So it's not like that you wasted your time on telling me, but you gotta understand too, most people are busy these days with the economic problems going on, so you understand, you know, life got harder these days. But anyhow, I just wanted to tell what was going on, and so she also mentioned that I was a very intelligent young man, so that's why, and so did Mr. Nash, as he got to know me over the last few years. These people are good people. You know, if they didn't know what they were doing, I don't think they would be in the business or doing what they were doing today. But yeah, it's I want to thank Dr. Jones. Thank you for your input years ago. So I do appreciate that. And Gary Nash, he's a mentor and a colonel. So Colonel Nash is a very good guy, and he's very patriotic. So I appreciate the both of these people, and realizing that, you know, I have a lot of intelligence to me, and I don't want it to make people feel bad, but at the same time, a lot of people want to deal with intelligent and, you know, people, and not a kid, you know what I'm saying? Most people want to deal with somebody intelligent, not just a kid, random kid, you know, out on the streets or whatever. They want to deal with somebody educated and deal with somebody that knows what they're doing or have an idea of what they're doing. So, you know, that's basically where that goes from there. I mean, that's what a lot of jobs look for, is people with degrees or people with certifications behind them. It not only covers them, but it also covers the business legally. So you got to look at it that way from that aspect. It also gives you insight of your, you know, education. It shows that you've really gone to school for it. So it's just people don't understand schooling, and they get offended when you say, oh, I've got an education. Well, I'm sorry, but I mean, it's the truth. I mean, I say that for a reason, so people don't think, you know, that I'm very strange or acting kind of fellow or a unusual guy. There's nothing wrong with being educated, and a lot of people look at it like there's something wrong with you, and there's not. I mean, most people, I live in an area that needs more of it, realistically. I mean, and so just to give you an idea, you know, it's kind of crazy that people would be upset with somebody being educated. You know, that you would think that they would be more open-minded than that. But yeah, I do appreciate who I work with too, but I mean, it don't mean I'm better than you. It just means some things, you know, that I may talk about might be complex to where people are like, huh, you know, or you see what I'm saying? It just to be taken the wrong way too. It's just complex, and I do apologize if I do offend somebody on some of my complexities of my conversations. But you know, however, if you're getting into business you don't know about it, or if you're getting into something you don't know, I'd try to figure out a way, or take something to figure out a way on, now why is he telling me this? Or, you know, be more open-minded versus offended and offensive and on the fence about things. So, you know, it's just best to do that. So I thank you guys for listening to the Samuel Brocklin Show. I have got to go now.